driverless car costs roughly around 2.75 million.
Million. Yeah. Is it US dollars or rand?
It is US dollars.
See,
yeah.
In SA.
And in euros is 2.1.
So when it comes to rands.
And that was in 2018, by the way.
You know, they don't even consider us Africa. Because like, if it's 2.1 million euros.
But when it's a car, right?
Yeah, it's a car.
Does the car depreciate?
No, but when it comes to Africa, how much is it going to cost?
But still, this
was... going to be expensive, but I mean, it's
But do you think, yehile, now that it's 2020, well, and we've never even seen this car motseleng?
It's supposed to get, like, the rule says it depreciates, right? So
I don't think
even
this
if it depreciates to 20 million, we'll still complain.
We understand, it's still expensive.
Yes.
It's really expensive. But anyway, General Motors has introduced to us this very new driverless car. I don't know about it serving as a good thing in the future, simply because, you know, people now won't get to do a lot.
Yeah,
especially
man.
When it comes to traveling. Yes, you might get to do a lot by sharing an experience with your passengers, listening to music, maybe even drinking, you know, or just
having
food and fun and having stupid conversations like you always do. But I don't know, man. I just cannot help but think of some of these disadvantages that these driverless cars can come with. Maybe you might have something in mind. www.uj.ac.za is where you may stream us live on the internet. We are also found on social platforms where we are at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at UJFM. And of course, on our WhatsApp line, 081-725-228. Literally 9 minutes until we say goodbye. Don't touch that dial.
Serving humanity through innovation.
It is completely inhumane to expect that which can be done by a machine to be done by a human being.
UJFM, shaping the future.
Ndikhangela amaxesha okuza kwento yam yizinto
yami ndibolekeni
ndibolekeni
iwatch
ndikhangela amaxesha.